USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is warning pharmacies not to discriminate against women who may seek reproductive health prescriptions, including some that might be involved in ending a pregnancy. The Department of Health and Human Services says pharmacies receiving federal money from programs like Medicare and Medicaid cannot discriminate in how they supply medications or advise patients on prescriptions. Wednesday's announcement comes after last month's Supreme Court decision that returned abortion regulations to individual states. The FDA authorized Novavax's vaccine for emergency use on Wednesday, giving Americans another option as an alternative to the mRNA vaccines that have predominantly been used so far. The approval comes about a month after the FDA advisory panel unanimously recommended the vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Inflation keeps climbing. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Wednesday Americans paid dearly for essential goods in June as inflation kept its hold on a slowing U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of everyday goods and services related to the cost of living, soared to 9.1% from a year ago.
A Wyoming woman has been arrested and is awaiting extradition to Michigan to face arraignment in the death 25 years ago of a baby found discarded in the waste pit of an outhouse. The Mackinac County Sheriff said investigators traveled to Wyoming on Tuesday to interview the 58-year-old woman who confirmed she was the child's mother. The woman formerly resided in the area of the campground. And a Baltimore Police Department officer is facing numerous federal charges for drug and firearm trafficking with a local motorcycle club. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
People may be distracted with the deals from Amazon's Prime Day, but the online retailer is delivering more than just packages. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts.
Two college basketball teams will square off atop a San Diego-based aircraft carrier this Veterans Day. The Navy and ESPN events announced on Wednesday. Gonzaga and Michigan State University will face off on November 11th aboard the flight deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln at Naval Air Station North Island for the 2022 Armed Forces Classic. BMW is now selling subscriptions for heated seats in numerous countries, the latest example of the company's adoption of microtransactions for high-end car features. A monthly subscription to heat your BMW's front seats costs roughly $18, or you can pay unlimited access for $415. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.